Home Solutions. Ryan speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Ryan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I was at lunch, and I got a message that you had a question about the website, so I thought I'd get back to you.
Yeah. Yes. And I didn't get to ask you that when we spoke about which platform they will be building the website on, and then in the event of cancellation or, you know, as far as future concern, how does ownership work of the website or access to the website and things like that?
And okay, great question.
That, yeah, the website would be owned or the ownership would maintain with you guys. So, yeah, I had questions on that.
So if we purchase a domain for you, which in your case we're not, we're using your domain, right? But
mm-hmm.
let's say that we purchased a new domain, then if you ever were to cancel, it's a one-time buyout of $99 to keep the domain. And that doesn't include the content. It's just the domain. In your case,
okay.
you own the domain. So if you ever canceled, that stays the same. You get to keep the domain, obviously. But if you want to keep the domain and the content, you just pay us for the hosting and the updates and whatnot. And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
Got you. And the, okay, so that's, and I guess you weren't able to answer that. That's what I was asking her, what's the hosting criteria, and I guess you just really answered that. So $50 a month for the hosting,
mm-hmm.
and what exactly, I guess, is included in that hosting in itself?
So if you do the hosting, pretty much the whole program cancels, but you get to keep the site and the content. So let's say that the site launches and you love it and you like the layout and you like the images and everything that's on there. It's just perfect. So you get to keep all of that, but everything else cancels. So you don't just go back to like a blank domain, which you have now because you took it off of that Carrot platform.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what about optimization on other websites? That's something I forgot to ask you, too. Or if I wanted optimization on other sites, how does that work?
We don't do on-site optimization. Remember, we were talking about how our service is off-site where we optimize the listings rather than the website.
Gotcha.
But if you needed gotcha. Help, you know, building websites for other businesses, we could put you into, you know, a similar pricing. I think they give you like $20 off for the second. So you would get like a second location for $179 monthly if you wanted to get like the whole nine yards.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, you know, like I said, some people just call us and they just want us to build a site and that's it. So we'll charge $400 up front plus the $49 monthly for the hosting. But in your case, I got the site included for you.
Gotcha. And what about the, so when we do the business page optimization, that's considered off-site?
Right. So what they're doing is they're optimizing the listings, and that takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. So it's very extensive, but it entails not only the programming, but content creation, manual submissions, trusted citations, backlinks. And then once you're ranking on the first page, Ryan, Google will still change the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 4 to 5 to 6 times in one day. So every
time
a new revision comes through, you'll have a team of technicians here that will automatically go in and update your information and refresh your data. That's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page.
Gotcha. Okay. So ultimately, the main important thing is that I'll be on the first page of Google, which is in turn potentially generate leads. That's the end of it.
Exactly.
The,
that's where the value is to be on the first page because that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know? Because let's say that you were an SEO guru and you had time to do all of this and eventually after all of your efforts, you got yourself to page 2. That won't even benefit you because 87% of consumers will hire off
that's
page
on 1.
Right, and less than 1% will click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, and they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. You know, it's as simple as that.
Right. So, but the content in itself, you're saying, based on that, is really much irrelevant with this strategy. Not necessarily irrelevant, but not as important as optimizing the listing versus optimizing
exactly, the exactly. What's important is the algorithm updates, that those get done frequently and on a consistent basis. That's what keeps you ranking.
I got you. Okay, one more question. So the
the
listings, I guess besides Google, she said it was a couple options. One option was pretty much all public listings. The other one was just Google, I think. Thing, she said, but she named about 4 or 5 of them. Would you recommend only those? And she said that was recommended, and I guess why not all of them? Just only the spam is the only reason not to do all the other ones? Potential spam?
I would do all of them if I were you, and here's why. The more directories that you're on, the more relevant you become to Google and the faster you'll rank, right? Can you rank without being on all these extra directories? Yes, of course, we can do it. But it helps your internet presence. So there's some on there that you may have never heard of, Hot Frog, you know, NavMe.
Would it be hundreds of them, or is it just?
There's 43 of them in total. I can screenshot it and send it to you, but I would definitely recommend it, because even if you've never heard of them before, and most people are never going
to
go to these, right, but it's going to help you rank. It helps you get more relevancy with your internet presence. And if you were a company that, you know, you've been in business for 30 years and you had tons of internet presence, you might be better off to go with her other option and just do a couple. But since you need a strong internet presence, I would recommend do the whole submission.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, I have to update that. Okay, I mean, that was pretty much
We'll do it. We'll do it for you, but I'll just send the note over to her that you wanted to do all of them instead of just, you know, a selected amount. And then I noticed that the e-signature didn't go through yet. Did she try to get you back on there?
It was the same thing. So I told her once I get to the house, I'll be to the house shortly, and I get to my desk.
Oh, it's because you're – yeah, you know, usually people can do it from their phone, but I don't know why you're having a glitch, but definitely when you get home, you won't have any problems.
Okay, yeah, so I'll do that most definitely then. I mean, that was pretty much my main thing, just trying to get an understanding of the site building, because I wanted it – I was hoping to do it on the GoDaddy platform, but – I understand why, you know, y'all doing it on the platform y'all doing it on.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing I'll do to help you out a little bit, Ryan, is I'll put it in the notes that if that ever happens, and I know that it won't happen, but I'll put in here that we'll do corporate hosting of $29 monthly. So our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business owner just like you. We've serviced tens of thousands of them all over the nation. But we also have a corporate division where we work with companies like Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security, and any time a business has over 100 locations with us, they get the hosting for $29 monthly. So I'll just put a note on here in a priority status that if you ever were to convert to pricing or to hosting, that you'll get that corporate pricing.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you all around the board. It definitely just helps me understand, you know, what I'm actually doing. But I'm looking forward. And she said it'll be about, I guess, 3 to 5 days before I get my login information.
Yeah, it might get there sooner, but usually 3 to 5 days, and you'll get it, and that's where you'll start being able to track the activity. Were you able to successfully add us as a manager to the Google while she was on the phone and also get her the credentials?
No, I was
not. To the website?
Again, because I'm going to have to log in. She was trying to get me there online. I was able to get to the Google business page. You know, they took away, of course, you know, the Google My Business, but you can get there through the Google Maps section. So I went there to manage it, but it would not let me submit. She gave me the phone number. I put it in and kept saying, sorry, we're having technical. So I figured I got to be on the browser to actually do it, probably. So I told her I'll have to do that when I get back to. But I'll definitely add you guys to the Google as well as to Facebook.
Okay, and then also the if you haven't done so already, just get us the login credentials for the domain.
Okay, for the domain. Yep. So we'll
do
that.
Yeah, so we
as
can
well.
Build the site. Okay. Also, well, you have a little checklist now, huh?
I do. I absolutely do. And no, I appreciate that. Really do.
Of course. And I'm here till 7 o'clock this evening. So if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out to me again. Okay, Ryan?
Okay. Thank you, Tina. Have a good one.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate
you
it.
You too. Okay. Bye. Right. No problem. Bye.